Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Good evening. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood on this beautiful Christmas Eve. Welcome. Thank you for joining us and spending your valuable worship time with us this evening. We have a wonderful service in store. We are going to begin with candle lighting, and we will end with a candle procession, which will take the light of Christ out into the world and to our courtyard this evening. We will begin with our candle lighting for the Advent candle, but before we get to that, if you should have any questions or any needs during the course of service, please see any of the ushers. They would be more than happy to assist you. And before we get to the lighting of the Christ candle, please prepare the black hymnal, the small black hymnal, The Faith We Sing, to hymn 2090. Once the last of the Advent candles has been lit, we will be singing verse 5 from The Faith We Sing. And so let us begin this evening's Christmas Eve worship with the lighting of the Advent candle and the Christ candle. Like the shepherds of Bethlehem and the wise men from the east, we too travel to the manger tonight to worship. The first Advent candle reminded us of hope. As God traveled with Mary and Joseph, he travels with us, giving us hope. The second candle tells us that Jesus came to teach us peace. Jesus comes to the world as the Prince of Peace. The third candle reminds us of love, the love of friendship, the love of family, and the love of God. The fourth candle represents joy, the joy that was brought to the world the night our Savior was born.
Tonight we come and light the final candle in our Advent wreath, the Christ candle. The Christ candle is a call to service. The love we have for God is not a mature love unless it causes us to want to help others. Jesus' life was one of helpfulness and service to others. This is the giving part of Christmas. Let us light the Christ candle as our promise of a life of helpfulness to others.
And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were, what joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshiped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him.
Let us pray. Our Father, who has given us the gift of your own Son, let us be thinking now and for the rest of our lives of how we can give. Let our love for thee be so great that it bubbles over into a love for all your children.
And now please rise, opening your red hymnals to number 246. We will sing our opening hymn, Joy to the World.
Heaven and nature see, and heaven and nature see.
Let us pray. God of surprising love and hope, we come this evening to the manger, gazing lovingly on the child born to bring hope to the world. Open our hearts tonight as we hear the story anew. Touch our hearts and minds and souls. May we never tire of this story. May we never take it for granted. May this night be made magical again. Help us to be guided by the light of Jesus Christ, that we may truly feel the power of your love and bring that love with joy to all that we meet. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you will now please open your red hymnals to the back to number 881, we will join together in the affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now please open your bulletins, and we will join together in the call to worship based on Luke 2. This is a night of deep mystery. This is a night of great love. This is a night of incredible joy. Glory to God in the highest, peace to all on earth. You may be seated, and now please open your red hymnals to number 245, The First Noel.
Thank you. So here we are once again, Christmas Eve, and it's time for I'll Be Home for Christmas, and I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And this tradition started long before I was here, started with people like Bill Schaefer and Rose Sparling, and it was always Bill's comment that got this going was that he was a musician. He traveled all over the United States. He played with Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, everybody imaginable of that day, but he was never home for Christmas. And this is why he always liked to hear this, and he used to play it, and he played it up until he couldn't, thought he didn't have the chops anymore, as he said. So we took it over as a vocal, and Rose Marie Sparling sang it for several years, and I don't know how many years we've been doing it.
Since
2003, all right, I'll have to take your word for it. Take it away, sir. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and white, and may all your Christmases be white.
Now please open your red hymnals to number 217, Away in a Manger.
For tonight's community prayer, I hope you won't mind indulging me just a little bit. In my house, when I was growing up, getting ready for Christmas meant that we listened to John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together album, over and over and over again. My brother and sister and I would groan every time that my mother turned over the record again, or turned the tape over when she had the tape again, or even when she got the CD and one of us taught her how to make it play on repeat. So for me, Christmas is defined by the songs and the lyrics of this album. So no matter how much I groaned when I was a kid, I had to get the MP3 of the album when I was a grown-up. So inspired by Kermit's The Christmas Wish, I bring you tonight's prayer. So please join me. Dearest and everlasting God, thank you so much for bringing us here tonight. Thank you for the gift of Jesus and for the peace and light that he brought into the world. That light burns inside of us, and we promise that we will take it out into the world. We promise that we will share your love, be the love, live the love you have given us tonight. Christmas is a time to come together and a time to put all differences aside. We will reach out to each other, to friends, to family, to coworkers, to strangers, to share the joy that we are filled with tonight. We believe in you, your Son, your love, and your light, and that can be enough for peace throughout the coming year. And now I offer you some time to be present in silent prayer and reflection. Would you now please join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Do we have any children present? Could you come down and join me? I'll try not to sit and fall over. Come on up. We only have two kids. Oh, I see. There's Bryant. Yeah, Utah. Come on down. We have more. Are you in pajamas? Oh, I hope you're in pajamas. I want those pajamas. Oh, you're so lucky to be in pajamas.
that looks so good. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna be in pajamas. R2-D2, did you just come off of the Millennium Falcon? Come over here, sit down. Come sit. We have R2-D2, we have kids in pajamas, we're ready, we got ties, everybody looks great. A few weeks ago, we had talked, I think Henry was the only one here at the time, about seasons. And we talked about winter, spring, summer, and fall, and how the church has seasons. And we had just entered the season of Advent. So the church has six seasons. What's tomorrow?
Christmas.
Christmas season. Hello. That's why we're in pajamas, right? So how many days does Christmas go? Because people sometimes think, oh, well, tomorrow it's done. We put away the decorations. Uh-uh. When does it end? How many days? Can you think of a song? Roger, can you play a song about how many days there are of Christmas? That's kind of off the cuff. Sorry. How many? Oh, come on.
12.
Yes. 12 days of Christmas. And then we go into Epiphany on the 6th. So technically, you should not stop celebrating Christmas until January 6th. So do not take down your tree that you bought from our tree lot. And do not stop wearing your Christmas outfits or pajamas out at night until after January 6th, okay? Because it goes on till then. And then we have the season of Lent, and then Easter, and then Pentecost, which goes for a long time. So we had talked about this a few weeks ago. So I want you to take a look right behind Henry here and Bryant, and there's an Advent wreath with the candles dripping down here. I want to talk about the symbolism of the Advent wreath. Everything we do at church means something, and I want you to understand what it means, why we do it, and what it means. So the Advent wreath, let's discuss this. It's a Christian tradition, and it actually symbolizes the 4 weeks counting down to Advent. We love to count things down. I like checklists and counting things down, and how many people have an Advent calendar? Yes, and you get to get a chocolate, or you hang something up. Lego. I didn't know Lego had an Advent calendar. Get on that. This is great. So we're counting down. So look at the over here. Do you see that? Can you kind of see that there are three purple ones and one pink? So we're counting down the four Sundays of Advent, which just passed, including this morning. Yeah, so there's purple, pink. And today we celebrated the pink candle because it's joy and the joy of what's happening tomorrow, which is what? And... oh, this is a good question. What happens? Who's born?
Jesus.
Yes, so we're celebrating Jesus, and that's what happens tonight. The white candle was lit, and that is the Christ candle. So, I'm going to turn around here. So the fifth candle is white, and this represents the light of Christ coming into the world. So tonight, I want you to pay attention to the symbolism when we do the candle lighting. Because what's going to happen is Dr. Galloway, our wonderful pastor, is going to come over, and he's going to light his candle from the Christ candle. Jesus coming into the world. The light is born and brought into the world. He's going to take that light, and he's going to share it with all of us. So it's symbolic. He lights from there. We get the light and share it. And then we're going to parade outside to Tahunga, and we're going to take that light out into the world. Like Jesus is in our hearts, how we should be every day of the year, especially the next 12 days of Christmas, right? So we're going to take that light out, and we're going to sing out on the street, and we're going to go outside, and we're going to sing around the fountain, and it's going to be a very symbolic, special time. It's special. It's precious. So don't think, oh, yay, we get to handle fire tonight. Ah! It's actually really special. It's the light of Jesus. So when you hold your candle and you hold that light, I want you to think what an important thing you're doing tonight, what you represent, okay? So let's do this. Let's all pray, okay? Bow your heads. Let's say a prayer. You too, R2-D2. Gracious God, provider of all wonderful gifts, we give thanks for the birth of baby Jesus. May we be like the candles, keeping the light of Jesus in our hearts and taking the love of Jesus into the world. Amen. And Merry Christmas. And I have, thank you, I have little Advent wreath coloring pages. Don't forget that joy needs to be pink or rose color, okay? And I forgot to tell you the wreath, the symbol of the wreath, because I even have a wreath on. The green is the evergreen, which is the everlasting life, or how Jesus can live on forever. Everybody get one? So enjoy coloring it. Green, the red berries can represent Jesus' love, okay? And enjoy that and have a very Merry Christmas. And remember, celebrate all the way to January 6th. Don't allow your parents to clean up Christmas until January 6th. Merry Christmas. Before we begin this evening's offertory, I'd like to point out the poinsettia tree that is right here up in the chancel on the altar. If you look inside your bulletins, all the plants are in memory or honor of someone. And tonight we will let you take your plant home with you, but we ask you to please not come up until, you know, give it 15 minutes so people that are all dressed beautifully can get a photo with the poinsettia tree. But I just wanted to remind you of that right now since we do not have announcements this evening. Now for the offertory. Come now and kneel before the Christ child. Bring all that you are and all that you have. Offer your gifts in wonder and surprise and awe. Offer your gifts in joy and delight as the ushers now wait upon the congregation for this evening's tithes and offerings.
Let us pray. There are so many things to be thankful for tonight, God. Receive these tokens of our gratitude for your love incarnate in the babe of Bethlehem. May they become God with us for all the world. May they breathe magic back into the world that needs a sense of wonder and joy more than ever. Amen. If you'll now please open your red hymnals to number 219, What Child Is This? And please rise. You may be seated.
Thank you. Pray with me, if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. This evening's scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, and I will be reading from the King James Version. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is past, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. God add your blessing to the reading.
It's wonderful just to look out and to see all of your beautiful faces, your wonderful outfits, and to know that you have chosen to be in this worship space. Give thanks for the one who has come to be among us. So thankful for all those who've participated in the worship service and for all the special music. Should we not just express our thanks once again to all? Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock, you are our strength and our redeemer. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we pray and for his sake. Amen. Christmas is certainly one of the most beloved times of the year. You know the old Frank Sinatra lyrics that say, I wouldn't trade Christmas for New Year's Day, Thanksgiving, Halloween, and the rest. Christmas, we love you the best. What does it make Christmas the best? If you were to think of your own experience, perhaps it's a spirit of good cheer. Just this afternoon, as I was being hosted by some friends of ours, I heard a story shared of two gentlemen in an altercation at one of the stores, and all of the folks around, the ladies around, broke out into singing as a way of communicating to these gentlemen, this is a time of joy and peace. Perhaps that's what it is about Christmas. It's the spirit of good cheer. Kind of remind each other, don't we? Hello, it's the season for good cheer. Perhaps it's the sights. We drive around and we go around to our neighbors' homes and look at all of their decorations. And maybe they're the smells. Are there smells that you know of that you associate with this time of year? The sounds. And as Patty was guiding the children through the various decorations in the church, I think one can do a PhD dissertation on all of the symbolism of each and every piece that is hung there, whether it's wreaths, candles, history of carols, the trees, lights, nativity scenes and decorations, garlands, don't talk about mistletoe, holly, colors of red, green, and gold, gift giving, Christmas carols, exchanging gifts with each other, and of course, meals. Meals, oh my goodness. Can't forget that. All of its special ingredients. And then, of course, there's time with family and friends. What a joy it is then to come home for Christmas with all of what it means to us. Be also mindful that there are those who cannot come home for Christmas, literally and figuratively. Perhaps they are away in service. Perhaps it's a time of grief and pain and loss. Perhaps it's imprisonment. But they are aware from the very first appearing of the tinsel and the glitter and the lights of the season that this is not going to be a good time of year for them. There are those who already know that they will be left out, and others know that they will be stressed out. Some are fearful of the crush of the crowds, and some feel as if they will be pushed out of the way. Whether spoken or unspoken, they get the message. There is no room for you in the inn. There is no room for the likes of you. Imagine standing in this crowded space, as you would see when we see images of the folk on the floor of the stock market. Midst of, or we can think of being in a crowded mall. And above all of the hustle and bustle, you can hear, no room, no room if you can't buy jewelry. No room if you have no gold. No room if you can't put a new car in the driveway this Christmas. Who's buying frankincense? Who's buying myrrh? I hear 10, I hear 20 from the gentleman here and 30 from the lady there. sold to the lady for 30 pieces of silver. Hustle and bustle. No room on the city sidewalks. No room on the busy sidewalks if you can't stand in line for 24 hours to buy the latest gadgets or video games or handbags. No room. Bah, humbug. No room if you can't do your part for the economy. For some people, there is really no coming home this Christmas, whether you think of it literally or figuratively. My most enduring memory of Christmas, as I grew up in a little island called Montserrat, and Montserrat and other Caribbean islands owe their traditions, a great deal of them, from British Methodism. And one of them is that at 5 a.m. every Christmas morning is a worship service. We wake up early on Christmas morning and head off to church. And you can, at that time of day, it's just marvelous to hear the singing coming across the way. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Come, worship Christ, the newborn King. It is the very same statement that we have gathered here to make tonight. Where it might be said, there is no room, there is no room in the inn. Yes, there is room. That is our statement to the world. Yes, there is room, but it's only a manger. Yes, but there is room. For some of us, our lives are like that manger. Not really. Dirty, noisy, stinky. But yet we have that story of the one who chose to come to the manger, who said, yes, your life might be like a little manger right now, but that's okay. We love manger lives, don't we? And manger babies. Because manger babies are the folk who everyone thought would never amount to anything. Just a manger baby. Perhaps that's how they looked at the little baby in Mary's arms. And how wonderful was your rendition when you asked us about that manger baby. How could she know? Mary, did you know that your manger baby, your little reject, will save our sons and daughters? That the blind will see and the deaf will hear and the dead will live again? That the lame will leap and the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb? Did you know the destiny of your manger baby? Did you know the origin of your manger baby? Indeed, your manger baby was the great I Am, who was from the beginning. In the beginning was the manger baby. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. Manger baby, the great I Am. I think this Christmas offers us the possibility of thinking about three things. One, And the first is the witness in our hearts, the witness in our hearts and in our spirits. That story that was read by Norman, the songs that we heard, they call forth within us worship and adoration and devotion. They invite us to make room to hear the heavenly choir, the songs of the angels, and the witness of the shepherds. And that's why we're gathered here tonight, because we are invited into a space for worship and adoration and devotion. And if we take the time to listen, we can even hear the ancient song as Mary sings from the depths of her being, what we have today called the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So Christmas is the witness in our hearts. And also in the second place, Christmas is our witness of compassion. Christmas is about the compassion that we should allow to grow in our hearts for every person who lives with the pain of being disabled.